Welcome to Champions of Destiny, a platform where we inspire you to rise above societal challenges. The focus of our study this month has been on the secrets to finding fulfillment in your life's work. Our topic today is titled, How to Find Fulfilling Work. In our previous episode, we took an in-depth exploration into the secrets to finding fulfillment in your life's work. Here is a recap of what we have covered so far. We began with a scriptural text where Jesus gave an answer about a question on work. He said, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." That's in John chapter 5, verse 17. God loves work and gives work to his children as the medium to contribute to the beauty of his creation. The work that God intends for you is one that gives you rest as you satisfy your reason for existence. And it begins with faith in God. So, what are the secrets for finding fulfillment in life's work that we listed? Number one, we said focus on how the work contributes to your life's purpose and goals. Two, find a way to express your values while you work. 3. Appreciate the best in the present and focus on it. 4. Focus on learning new things or skills, gaining mastery and becoming more excellent at what you do. Number 5. Focus on making a contribution. Make a difference and build good relationships. For more details, please refer to our last episode. Now back to our study for today, how to find fulfilling work or career if you like. A friend of mine wrote a little piece on Facebook which he titled The Diary of the Stranded Graduate. It reflects the experience of many of how having certificates does not guarantee anyone a job and the torturous months or years of job search. While some were lucky to secure one job or another, majority are unsatisfied with their present job. You see, satisfaction is subjective. It cannot be given. You have to create it. Presently, both the employed and unemployed are in search of a fulfilling work beyond their present job. Today's episode will guide you on the path of your search for a fulfilling job. First, let me be quick to tell you that less than 10% graduates actually got the job of their dreams. And the percentage that is fulfilled in their job is even far lesser. What does that say about our study today? See, searching for a job or for a desired job is like looking for a soulmate. It is not true that there is one person that is your soulmate out there. Anyone can actually become your soulmate. There are several jobs that can be perfect for you. What you need is to explore the one that comes your way and find out how it suits your purpose while it pays your present bills. Our nation is not a place where you will pick job at will. Be smart and grab the one that comes your way. If it doesn't settle well with you, you can begin to search for another. In search for a fulfilling work, settle in your mind that money and status are not important in the equation for fulfillment. Many have regretted going for money or retaining a position in their choice of finding career fulfillment. However, the contribution you make, the autonomy to use your talent, and respect are important ingredients in finding fulfillment in your life's work. Traditionally, we were trained to be fit for jobs. This is not right. It should be the other way around. Jobs should fit to our personality. Although desperation makes us to accept whatever job comes our way, it is important to reach a point where you can know what kind of work you will commit yourself to. One that fits your talents, passion, values, and personality. Remember, you are selling yourself to get a job. The point I'm making here is this. Knowing your vital qualities will help you prepare your personal advisor for any job that can suit and hire you. Therefore, get to know your talents, your passions, your values, and your personal qualities. Aristotle once said, "Where the needs of the world and your talents cross, there lies your vocation." You can prepare your job advertisement to understand and pursue your dream job. It goes like this. Write about your talents, passions, values, skills, qualifications, and personal qualities, your desired salary and geographical location, and other things that you think are important in relation to the job you desire. If you don't know your dream job or work, you can have like 10 friends or so that are in different careers or profession to look at the advert you have created, the advert of yourself, and suggest what job will suit your set of qualities. When there's a trend in their reply, then that is an area you should explore and go ahead to try it out. Most of us make the decision to read a particular course or enter a career with very little knowledge about it. This is a major problem. We get into a career and realize that the map that explains the career is not the same as the destination, and we are left to grope in the job searching for fulfillment. While some things cannot be undone, now that you're of age, it is time to choose your life's work wisely and learn the necessary skills. Don't be afraid to try jobs in search of your life's work. Although this may not be a reality in our kind of economy, it is possible to talk to people who are already in the kind of work you desire. This is because some careers are only wonderful on TV shows, but in reality, it may not satisfy your desire in any way. Like if you're interested in journalism, talk to a journalist to discover their day-to-day struggles. I give you an experience. I was once interested in starting a publishing firm. I spoke to my brother, who is also my mentor. He took me to a large publication house in one of the military establishments. And after conversing with the officer in charge, I realized that I'm not ready for that line of business. So talk to practitioners to find out if the job is what you expected. Did they sound energized about it? Did it offer respect, use of your talent, passion, and provide autonomy? If the answer is no, you got to keep searching. If it is a yes, and it fits your desire well, you are probably onto a career that could be perfect and satisfying for you. Finally, how do you know you have found your life's work? It's simple. You will experience what has been called the flow. This is when you are absorbed in what you are doing, that you lost track of time, rest, food, and everything in the world seems to fade away. You are just satisfied doing what you do. When you find a work that you experience the flow quite often, you are a winner in life. You are going to spend most of your adult life working. It will be best you enjoy it. I hope we have contributed to that enjoyment with this series of the secrets to finding fulfillment in your life's work. This is where we'll draw the curtain on this episode. This is Sam Atu with Champions of Destiny, giving wings to your dreams.